This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. World leaders have wrapped up their discussion in the Indonesian capital on how to best provide aid to tsunami victims. The Jakarta conference brought together UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, Secretary of State Colin Powell, and the leaders of several Asian nations, including Japan and China. To date, nearly $4 billion in aid by countries around the world have been pledged, and millions more from individual donors. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Jakarta. So the money's been pledged, but I suppose the task now is getting it to where it's needed.
Yeah, Renee, and part of getting it where it's needed is making sure that the money pledged is actually delivered, because in the past there have been natural disasters, lots of money has been pledged, but after a couple of weeks or months when world attention has been focused elsewhere, those on the ground have found that not all the money pledged has been sent. Now, this disaster is in a different class, of course. At the conference today, Secretary General Kofi Annan called it an unprecedented global catastrophe that requires an unprecedented global response. And the hope here, I think, is that this time around everybody comes through with what they've promised.
This meeting is also to discuss debt relief for the countries affected by the tsunami. What have you heard about that so far?
Yeah, some of these countries, I think Indonesia and Sri Lanka in particular, have massive foreign debt obligations. And obviously they'd have trouble meeting those obligations and have enough money to deal with the tremendous cost, billions of dollars, of rebuilding. So many nations have offered to either freeze these debt payments or even waive some of them altogether so that countries like Indonesia and Sri Lanka can use some of that money to help rebuild.
And what about a plan for a tsunami warning system for the Indian Ocean? That's been talked about.
Yeah, the Pacific already has one, of course, we know that. And it's something that Indonesia's newly elected president, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, called for this morning as he opened the conference. He said that the cost of putting one together for the Indian Ocean region should be far less than what it took to put one in place in the Pacific. And I think that's something we'll probably see down the road, but I think that's a long way off. I think the short-term needs are a little more important at the moment.
Well, Micah, you've been spending your days since the tsunami in the devastated Banda Aceh. How's the relief operation going there?
It's coming along. I mean, Banda Aceh is completely different than it was a week ago. I mean, cleanup is continuing, but having said that, I saw lots of bodies yesterday outside the military hospital, lots of bodies being delivered to the mass graves set up outside of town, and there's still a lack of beds in the city to deal with the number of survivors trickling in. The U.S. military is working round the clock to get supplies to some of the worst-hit areas on the West Coast, and the smaller helicopters they've been using to bring food and water and medicine there have now been augmented by larger helicopters that are part of a marine amphibious unit that's arrived off the coast. So that's good news. Aid organizations are getting to many of these towns either by air or by boat, but there are still many, many that need help desperately, places where there's still little or no food and no clean water.
NPR's Michael Sullivan speaking from the International Donors Summit in Jakarta, Indonesia.